人人都会搜索你的。
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a good evening. My show is about old school appeal. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on the IL radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelent.com.
Tonight, I'm going to be defining what old school music is. But before I get started, I want to go over the music timeline from where music started from to the present. Early music started in the 1400s. Then came around to Renaissance, which was from 1400 to the 1600s. Then we got Baroque. Baroque came in play in the 1600s. And went into the 1750s. Then came classical, which stirred up in the 1750s and ended in the 1830s. Then we got romantic. Romantic came around in the 1830s up to the 1900s. Then we came to the 20th century, which was the 1900s to early 2000s. Now, from this time frame going back, everything would be considered old school music. Then we have the 21st century, which is anything from the 2000s to the present today, and that is considered to be modern. Concludes the musical timeline. Classical or original R&B are usually considered to have died out somewhere in the 1970s disco era and before the mid-80s, rise of rap and hip-hop. From there, classic R&B sounds blended with modern themes and continued to be one of the most popular types of music. But then there was old-school hip-hop. The earliest recorded hip-hop music and original style of the genre. It typically refers to the music created around 1979 to 1983, as well as any hip-hop that doesn't adhere to contemporary styles. The image, style, and sound of old-school hip-hop were driven by figures like Grandmaster Flash, Dougie Fresh, Sugar Hill Gang, Curtis Blow, and many other artists. Old school hip hop is noted for its relatability. Simple rapping techniques compared to later hip hop music. Artists would use few syllables per bar of music with simple rhythms and a moderate tempo. Much of the subject matter of old school hip hop centers around partying and having a good time. That is true. So, this first song that I'm going to be playing for you this evening is Love from an Earthquake, and it's by Tony Shaper.
Hey girl, what's going on? You're looking sad today. Stop worrying. I have a message for you.
Been trying
Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That song I just played was Love from an Earthquake by independent artist Tony Schaefer, who has that old school appeal. Tony is a drummer, lead vocalist, producer, and writer. He has a strong knowledge of music theory and history. This next song that I'm going to be playing for you is a song by Sheila Alexander Calloway, and the name of the song is Everything to Me.
Can I be the one that you love and cherish, baby? be the only one.
You know I wanna be the only one.
See, I gotta be the only one.
Yes, you can, babe.
Cause you're my everything. You're my everything. And you're my everything. You're my everything.
All right, everyone, that song you just heard was Everything to Me by Sheila Alexander Calloway. I'm going to play another song for you this evening, and this song is Catch Me If You Can, and it's by Janetta Bradley.
Controlling man, 'cause I'm a woman, show nothing command. I know what's right for me, it just might be you. So if you think you can be that somebody new, then show me something I ain't seen before. Then come prepared before you knock on my door. 'Cause ain't no heartache allowed here no more.
My name is Baba Kenya, and I'm from the Children of Adam Band. You're listening to In the Know with Ohenewa.
All right, everyone, that song was Catch Me If You Can, and it was by Janetta Bradley. Now, Janetta Bradley is a Christian gospel singer who has toured with groups like the Staple Sisters, the Caravans, and many others, and performed at the famed Apollo Theater in New York City in 1966. The song that I will be playing for you is by Marlon Jazz Allen, and it's Through to You.
For production.
Check this out right here.
This track right here, Come Through to You. From that story.
All right, everyone. That was Three to You by Marlon Jazz Allen. Now, Marlon Jazz Allen is a singer-songwriter who is an artist of Dreaming Out Loud Records. Tonight's show was about music that had that old-school flavor Also, I talked about old school music and played songs by various artists with that old school appeal. And I broke down the musical timeline to the present. I want to thank all my listeners. The next show will be scheduled to be IL Radio's holiday special that will take place during Showtime on December 22nd, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be the evening's host along with creator and producer of the show, L. Make sure you tune in as well. We'll be playing holiday music by various independent artists. Just a friendly reminder, the music showcase, which usually plays the first Saturday of each month, did not broadcast for the month of December. Also, check out IL Radio Show's newest show segment, Getting Real with Roz. Her next show will air live on December 19th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Her featured guest will be singer Ginson. If you haven't done so already, make sure you check out her latest show segment, which aired on November 21st. Her guest for that show segment was rapper Elijah Kwala. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the show this evening and enjoyed all the music that I played. I want to wish you all a good night.